We have got a group here that's going to start our weekend on the party right, the Gray Boy All-Stars. Boy All-Stars live in the studios here at KPLU. Let's meet the band over here on guitar, Elgin Park. Can you introduce the rest of the fellas for us?
Yes, hi. Aaron Redfield on the drums, Chris Stillwell on the bass, Robert Walter on keyboards, and Carl Denson on saxophone flute.
Let's hear it for them. Now, the origins of the band go back 20 years. Carl, I think you were on hand with DJ Gray Boy down in San Diego when it all started. Could you tell us about how the band began?
Well, I did some recording with DJ Gray Boy in 92, and then that was for a couple of tracks that were on a compilation record on Ubiquity Records. And then when he did his first record, freestyling, in 93, end of 93, he put the band together to do his record release party, and we met in a garage in Del Mar, and we liked what we heard, so we kept doing it.
Now, you guys still carry the name Grey Boy All-Stars, though DJ Grey Boy hasn't really been a part of the band for a while. What is his influence on the group?
It was his record collection that we first used kind of as a template mm-hmm. for the band, and we kind of thought he was going to be in the band. We thought there was, like, you know, going to be the band with a DJ, but he mm-hmm. was never really interested in in actually making music with us, only in directing.
Yeah, and it's not the Grey Boy All-Stars, like his All-Stars.
Right.
It was, the idea was, like Creed Taylor or someone, you know, or something like that. It was like the Grey Boy was the label, and we were the label All-Stars, Grey Boy Records.
Got it.
That's how it works. Unfortunately, the record label disintegrated, and you know,
we were left
things
with
don't
name.
Often go as planned. The business plan wasn't quite arranged correctly, and so we went on, and everything else kind of crumbled.
Now, a lot of our audience are fans of mainstream, down the road, Kind of Blue, Miles Davis, jazz, and probably are used to soloing over some of that modal stuff or maybe some swing. What is the difference, if any, soloing over a groove like you guys are doing? Carl, I'll put that out to you.
I honestly don't feel like it's that different, except for, we've experimented with some music that's not strictly in the jazz realm, but a lot of the stuff we do, we play ahead and we play solos on the form. Mm-hmm. We're just using a slightly different rhythm. We're using a dance rhythm that's maybe more current, mm-hmm. and they were using a dance rhythm from, you know, swing. So that was
right.
It was, jazz was supposed to be dance music originally, and then it kind of became something else. But all those swing rhythms are based on dance rhythms. Same
right.
thing.
What do you got for us next?
This one's called Old Crow. Break it down.
Gray Boy All-Stars live on KPLU. Let's hear it for them. Fantastic. Old Crow from the brand new record, Inland Emperor, the fifth album for the band in 20 years, which really puts the focus on the fact that this is the Gray Boy All-Stars. You guys are so busy because you're very successful that it takes a while to get together and do these albums again. And I wonder what, if there's a positive, I gotta imagine there's a positive to not doing albums so often. What do you think is the upside to doing an album every 6 years, 7 years? Carl?
Anticipation.
Well, I've certainly been waiting for this one. How about writing-wise? Did you guys come in with songs that you've been working on for 6, 7 years, Robert?
Yeah, I think on the last album, What Happened to the Television, we kind of had an idea that we would write together. So I think we had a rule, like nobody bring in a song.
Right.
All our rules get bent constantly, but that was the idea. And this album, people had ideas that they came in with. I mean, most of them were current to the time, but every once in a while I pull out something that I've had forever that I never had a use for, and suddenly it makes sense or whatever.
Now, there's something about this band certainly that evokes great gritty soul and funk of the 60s and 70s, but there's also something very modern about this, and I wonder if you guys think about the music in those terms, and in the terms of celebrating what's come before or looking forward, or is this just you guys?
I think sometimes, for me, like this record was a little bit of a surprise because we hadn't been together for a while, so it was kind of just interesting where everybody was. Like, you know, Robert came in and he'd been listening to a lot of Michael Jackson, so you know, it kind of changes from year to year. You never know what we're going to come up with.
Mm-hmm. And the new record I wanted to mention was produced by Mickey Petralia, I think is his name.
I think he just mixed it. Yeah, he's a mixer. We did it ourselves. You know, did it in my studio. I work there every day, so there's really no need for a producer.
Right.
There's enough discussion.
And Elgin, I wanted to mention something else about this album that I really appreciate. Each song feels like it could be a soundtrack song. There's real great visuals that I get listening to this music. It's like, oh, this one makes me think of this, and this one makes me think of this. You've done a lot of soundtrack work, and I wonder if there's some visual that you have in mind when you're thinking about these songs and the way they're produced?
Yeah, not necessarily. I mean, I think music is visual in general. So, mm-hmm. I think, you know, I think we're all huge soundtrack fans. Chris has an amazing soundtrack collection, and he's always bringing that stuff in for inspiration. And Robert and I, obviously, Robert works with me on my scores, so we're always working on movie music. You know, when we actually, the Gray Boy All-Stars was the first thing that we did together when we scored Zero Effect, which is where I sort of took off from there,
mm-hmm.
While these guys went on the road. it's all part of, everything's all part of what all of us are doing, so it's hard to separate it.
And one last question. The band formed down in San Diego, and the first record, West Coast Boogaloo. Do you think there is a West Coast sensibility to this band, and what would that be?
I think so. I think we're just... I think it's hard to describe. I think someone from the East Coast might be better to describe it.
Yeah. What people tell me is that it's got sort of a relaxed and easy vibe to it, which I don't think we thought. You know, I think when we think we're being aggressive and on it, we're still kind of relaxed because we're from the West Coast, you know?
Yeah, it's aggressive, but yeah. It's barefoot on the beach at the same time.
Grew up close to the beach.
Right. Gray Boy All-Stars are live in the studios, and go buy the new record. Inland Emperor is the party album of 2013. Let's hear one more song now from Gray Boy All-Stars. right on, right on.